let's take a look at the over here. And the Birloch is the Kabbalah of Hachatinus Alav. So it's really two pieces. The second half of the Birloch are really dealing with a different issue. I just want to see the case, the second half. So about halfway through the Birloch, it says, Misha Misana, Beis Yomim Ubeis Leilus, Karim Rosh Hashanah. So he's being misana a day and a night, 2 days in a row. So Motzi Shabbos, he couldn't make Abdullah, and he didn't have who to hear from. Okay. Bilal Gimel. So he's being mavdil now the night of the third. That's not Rosh Hashanah. So you need to make Abdullah from Shabbos and Kiddush for Rosh Hashanah night. Okay? Because we're going to run the Yas Abdullah al Kosechot, the Kiddush al Kosechot. Well, Yas Hashanah al Kosechot, even though we have Motzi Shabbos going into Yom Tov, we make the Kiddush and the Abdullah on Kos. Over here, we do not do so. They murmur Mishte Kiddush al Kosechot, El Yom Tov Shechal, but Motzi Shabbos, the Tabayo Chal Mil Zahi. Ein Shom Sheherach Oy Bin Yin Zeh. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says that when we go from Shabbos to Yom Tov, so the process of making Havdalah from the Shabbos to the Yom Tov, and the process when we say Mavlo Ben Kaddish Kaddish, and the process of saying Kiddush really is one inyan. So there we're able to say both in one case, but over here it's the Havdalah Motzi Shabbos. There's no shaykhis to Rosh Hashanah, so it's two, you cannot say it in one case. So the Mishnah Berurah is that the Yesh La'ayin Be'ikur Ha'inyan Tuva Im Yochel Ato Lasis Havdalah. Maybe it's too late. The Heich Yesaim Ato Ba'Brocha Yis Hamavdim Kodesh Shachol Achrei Shalta Hu Kodesh. You can't say the Brocha of Hamavdim Kodesh Shachol. We could argue because it's no longer Chol. On the other hand, the same out of Hamavdim Kodesh Shachodesh. Like we do on Yom Tov, Gam came lo yitachin. Remember Yom Tov Shachal b'Motzi Shabbos. Achrei Shezu Havdalah who shall imeichol. This isn't the Havdalah of Kaddish to Kaddish. This was the Havdalah from Shabbos to the weekdays. Having the you're late on it, so you can't say Ma'avdim Kaddish to Kaddish. You can't say Ma'avdim Kaddish Shachal. So what do you do? Well, Kamar the Minim Gemara, they only have the Rak Ad Yom Gimel. You only have 3 days. Mishum Nachakach Kamar is over Shabbos Kaddish over. It's like Shabbos has already ended, and now you're in the part of the week which is introducing the new Shabbos, so it's too late to say Abdullah. So over here, Rosh Hashanah night will function in the same way, in that sense. The Sumikri Yom Yoma Dekami Shabbat Adil Habla. Okay, in Loim Ramal de Mekadosh Shachol, Kar Over Hakadosh, in Kain Hakanam, in Yenedo, Ech Yom Ramal de Mekadosh Shachol, Kimashatu Kadosh, Kar Over Yimechol, Tarki and Gol. So Magan Ram assumes you'll make Havdalah, because you're a Chiv Havdalah. You'll say Mavdim Kaddish Shachol, because that's the Havdalah you have to say, even though now it's Kaddish. But the Havdalah is not for now, it's on what was. Mishnah Berurah is Masupik, that that's correct, and therefore he says he's not sure if you can make Havdalah in this situation. Fine. So that's one of those go riddle questions, like, you know, when do you make Havdalah? And the Lachas Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on Motzi Shabbos, like Adu Rosh. So how's it possible to have Havdalah and Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah night? This is one of those good riddle questions. You keep it in mind for like one day. You want to stump somebody. Okay.
Night of Rosh Hashanah.
That's true. I'm asking for the first night. Hamav al yayin al shulchanis siv zayin. I feel the hivdu karen shenot the yadav. Pertar yayin shibasechem mazin. Shein tzarach lebarachalov. The person is planning to eat Malala Malka. So we're not dealing with the cases before where there was Shalshudas, etc. Eight Shalshudas, Shabbos is over, you don't marriv, you're coming to make Abdullah, and you're planning to eat a meal. And during the meal, you're going to eat, you're going to drink wine. So the person makes a bracha, Rapier Goffin. on the Havdalah, does that have the bracha of Epic Goffin work for the wine during the meal? That's the Shaila. So he brings two sheets. One says that maybe it only works in a case where a person washed, then said Havdalah, and then said Hamotzi. So in that situation, he's clearly using the Havdalah as the Hakdama to his meal. So then the Epic Goffin works for the meal. But according to this opinion, if a person said Havdalah, even though he's planning to have a meal, but the Brei Peri Goffin is not a Hakdama to the meal like Kiddush, where the Kiddush Makam Suda, the Kiddush is the introduction to the meal. This is a freestanding Brei Peri Goffin for the Havdalah, nothing to do with the meal. So you get to the meal, it needs its own Brei Peri Goffin. But if you washed beforehand, so then you've made, so that now you wash, so now you can't eat until you make Havdalah, so you're allowed to say the Havdalah between the washing and the Hamotzi, but then you've made the Havdalah, the Hakdama to the meal. Otherwise not. The first Shita says no. Even if not, but since the Mashi, you're planning to eat, have a meal right away, and you're planning to have wine in the meal, so you're ripping off, and the Havdalah works for the meal.
Also, the Havdalah is mat, you're eating the meal, so it doesn't have shaykhus for that.
That's true, but it's not a Hakdama to the meal. Mm-hmm. So that's what the second opinion holds. If you have the Tzar, the Baruch, Achar, Baruch, Ein Sholosh. So according to the second shita, which the Havdalah is not a Hakdama to the meal, so then you can't use the benching as the bracha achrona on the Havdalah. So you need to say an Aleh Gefen on the wine and then go have your meal. Okay. According to the opinion that the Havdalah is not considered a Hakdama to the meal unless you wash beforehand. Al Shulchanoi, Lav Davka. Now it says your Mavdo Al Shulchanoi, Lav Davka. Loiboy Lamayda LeBecheder Acher. This only works if it's where you're planning to have your meal. The same room. It doesn't have to be much on the table. You can be standing on the side. You know, but the point is, it's in the room where you're planning to have your meal. You're making Abdullah. But if you make Abdullah a different room, then for sure we say the fact that he moved from room to room indicates Abdullah was Abdullah and the meal was a meal and one is not with the other. The second opinion says that it's only potter if you wash your hands first. So right, he's as it were started the meal, and now he's making the Havdalah as it were during the meal. So how are you making Havdalah at this point? So he says, he sends you back to the Magen Avraham. That he says over there that since you can't eat, so that's fun, it's not a Hesach Hadas. This is all part of, as it were, your preparation for the meal now. Well, Kiddush is easier. Kiddush is easier. Kiddush is because Kiddush is the dinner, is part of the Suda. There's a dinner Kiddush Makam Suda. So Kiddush, you see from Chazal, is connected to the meal. Havdalah Batzim is not connected to the meal. And you're sort of like sticking it in. So you're saying, even so, since the Maaseh, you can't eat. So now it becomes a Tzarech of the Suda, so it's not a Hefsek. It's not a Hesach Hadas. Then the Ramah said, "Im hivul tchila tzarich lavorach achar rabbi bracham in sholosh." Zet the mishabura hagazu he meskonas tasa yesharim. This Ramah over here is continuing the second opinion. He's finishing off the thought of the second opinion. The sirlei demashim hivul kadam atilu. If you do avdolah before you wash, then the avdolah is not shaykh to the meal at all. Therefore, the Ramah says you have to say Aleh Gefen. Avishal shulchana enol shaykh lamash yishtam chutecha mazan achar kach. So the Shita says you have to make a new Brei Peri Goffin during the wine and the meal. That also means okay, you have to say an Aleh Gefen before you wash. Okay. So now you're in this mess over here. Since you plan to have the meal right away, you plan to wine the meal. So if you hold it the first shita, the Havdalah is the Hakdama, it can be considered Hakdama to the meal. And therefore the benching will pater the Aleh Gefen. According to the second opinion, you need an Aleh Gefen. Well, it's a Suffolk, you can't make an Aleh Gefen. B'sachasuna gam kin potter b'levorach al yayin k'dei rishona. So you end up basically following this farshita. You don't make a bracha achrona on the wine of Avdala. You don't make a bracha rishona on the wine of the meal. Okay. Ches, which is now really the end of the thought of the previous sif. In the scenario where you patter the wine of the meal, either because you hold it, it's automatic, or it's in the case where you wash beforehand. So then, so you don't need a bracha achrona on the kashal avdala because that's if it's part of the meal. So the benching patters it. Okay, v'meilu ela kais echad. A person only had one kais. V'sever shivioloi, and he expected to get more wine. Yan yoser. V'hivdol al oisa kais. V'achachavioloi yoser. He made Avdala believing he was going to get more wine. So, therefore, he used that wine for the kais of Avdala, and he planted the bench on the kais because he was anticipating getting wine. But Lamai said that did not work out. So then, Yesh Mishaymer said, "Sarach Lavarach Bracha Achrona Al Kais Shel Avdala." So in that scenario, you would need to say a bracha achrona on the kais shel avdala. There, the berachas hamazon does not patter. If the bracha means you didn't drink any wine during the meal, that's the case over here, obviously. So even though he said avdala, anticipating wine in the meal and wine after the meal, but the ma'aseh he did not drink any wine during the meal. The ma'aseh the Reb Pergamon did not patter any wine during the meal because there was no wine during the meal. So ba'atzim, the benching, which is on the meal, has no shachas to the havdala, which is beforehand. So this shita says, the only time you say that the wine of the benching patters the wine of havdala is through a concept of a greira. Since the havdala is pattering the wine of the meal, and the benching is pattering the wine of the meal, it also patters the havdala, which is shachas to the wine of the meal, through the fact that bracha allowed you to drink wine during the meal. But over here, that didn't happen. So then you're stuck with... So that's what this Yesh Mishaymer says. Zatim Shibur Chav Zayin. Shapoiter, first point over here was when you patter the yayin, Teicha Mozin, so who then you don't need a bracha achrona on the wine. The odds of Avali Amrinan, the Shia Chadahi, so it's all one drinking, the drinking of before the meal and drinking of during the meal. The Brachas of Mozin, Parter Gam, the Kais Abdallah, mi bracha achrona. Therefore, the same way the Birchas HaMazon patters the wine of the meal, it patters the wine of the Havdalah. So if you make a Birchas HaMazon ala kais, you end up saying ala gefen anyway on the kais. So ala gefen will patter the kais of the Havdalah. So that's partial. Say, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about there was no kais. Or you didn't bench on a kais. But the Birchas HaMazon answer my patriot. Ala main lo yayin al teich mazon, he has no wine for the meal. And he has no cup to say benching on. Therefore, you can't use the ala gefen on that kais for the havdala. So that situation, yes, you would need a bracha achrona on the kais of havdala, because what's benching to do with the havdala? They're not shaykh be'etzim to each other. That's what this sheet is arguing. So therefore, you would have to say an alagefen, and that's what he says. It's what he says at the end. So a person where he only had one kais, and he anticipated getting more. So if he only had one kais and he did not anticipate getting more, so that was what we discussed before. So now you have a conflict. You need to bench on a kais, and you need to say Abdullah on a kais. So Yesharim the Yechol Kaidam Abdullah. In that situation, we brought a sheet that says you eat first, then you bench on the kais, and then you say the Brei Gov, and then you say the Abdullah then, not before the meal. So according to that sheet, this din would not be relevant. Void. Furthermore, if you're not expecting to get any wine during the meal. The avoid the bracha achrona taken after havdala So then everybody agrees the chalkila is not the way to eat and bench and use it for the havdalah. You drink wine, say an alagefen, and then you have your meal. So that would be the chalkila according to everybody. But he expected to get wine, so he didn't say bracha right on the wine, and the mice it didn't play out. So it comes out that he benched without a kais. He did not drink any wine during the meal. So now the Yesh Misharma says he needs to say a bracha achrona on the havdalah, and he can't use the benching. If a person said kiddush and not drink any wine during the meal, and he did not bench on a kais, so there's no alagefen for your wine from the kiddush. The answer is the benching potters the wine of the kiddush. Now, Mishabura actually brought this as a shiloh back in Hilchos Berachos Hamazon, but the Shulchan Aruch shita is that it works, that benching will potter. So why over here? Why don't you have we say the same thing over here? So the benching will potter the wine of havdalah. Is that the Mishabura? No. The kiddush shani shu tzarech asura, then kiddush ala malkim suda. So kiddush really is an integral part of the meal per se. So we understand the argument that the benching will patter the wine of the kiddush. But over here, mashen kein havdalah, it's not part of the meal intrinsically. So therefore, the benching is not the correct bracha achrona on the wine. The correct bracha achrona on the wine is ala gefen. Hinei yesh armim hazeh hu das atur. So that's what the Torah argues, that it's not the same as kiddush. Why am I going to rum? Shachkiach the rosh loy sir le lechalik b'zeh can be a grov daito am I going to rum? While kain niradim loy birich kadem asura loy yibarach achir kach. So yes, the chachkilo the correct thing to do is to say an alagefen, then you won't have any shaylo. But if a person did not say an alagefen and he benched already, so that he would not say an alagef in that situation. I just finished the thought. I think we discussed this once. In a case where a person has something which requires a bracha achrona, and it's not shy to the benching at all, see, when you bench, it doesn't patter it. So let's say a person has a drink of water before the meal. So the water before the meal is not shy to the meal baklal. And you can't say that your bracha on the water before the meal, its purpose is to relate to the water during the meal, because water during the meal does not need a bracha. Person has mezonos before the meal. So during the mezonos during the meal, or let's say a person has, I don't know, potato kugel before the meal. So potato kugel, you don't need to say bracha. A person washes afterwards. There's no need for brei pi adama on the kugel during the meal. It's not the brei pi adama beforehand is pattering that during the meal. So that achila doesn't do the suda. So benching doesn't patter it. So you would bench and then you would say brei nefoshes for the kugel. You know, you benched already. You might have a time issue. You might have a time issue, Michal, but you know. But now by benching punkt and by yayin, there's a different thing. That if a person would bench on a case of wine, but he have it, he's yotze, because it's patters the benching patters the chiyuv of main gimel, the brach of gimel patters the chiyuv of the brach of main gimel. But that's possible only if you have kavana badafka to do that. So over here he's benching mitzad the suda. He's not thinking about the kiddush, the wine of havdalah. It's not automatically included. So the Rosh says it is. So the best thing is to say bracha beforehand. According to the Torah, if you didn't say beforehand, you'd say it later on. To the Rosh, so you can't. Now it's a brachas. So if a person did not say it beforehand, al gefen beforehand, he would not say it afterwards. The Bir Lacha says over here, if a person was mild to Teich HaSud, he started the meal, he forgot, he started the meal, and then he really said he hadn't said Abdol, and he says Abdol during the meal. So over there, after the Lekul Yama, in Tzarek Lebarach Baruch HaChreinu, the Birchaz HaMoz, and Poitre, he says, once it's Mamash Teich HaSud, it's not integral part of the Suda, but now that's the reality, you're not to eat anymore. It's mamish in the middle of the meal, you stop your meal in order to do this. So that we could argue it's part of the meal, mamish. So it was pater, the benching was pater. Tess. If you're planning to have the meal right after Abdullah, but still circle Yizar Shalom, Yovi Lechem the Shulchan Karim Abdullah. You should not bring the bread to the table first. Im Havi Parasol of Mapo Machaseno, Pishum Muktam, the Possig with Sarklat Imra Im Loy Chaseno. Really, the Brach of Hamoitzi should go first. So you should cover it. If you're not planning to eat right now, even though it's on the table, he doesn't have to cover it. Because it's on the table, but he's not planning to use it. There's no question of first or second. There's only one thing right now. After Bakan ain't like Dimoy, Dosu Lechu Karim Avdol. So he's saying, well, that's very nice, but Maisa, you're not allowed to eat before Avdola. So over here, you can't say the Hamoitzi first. So it's a funny situation. The mice, you should cover the pass. Okay. So we discussed now all the cases of issues of Achila. Well, we were dealing with, you know, the name of the siman was eating and doing Malacha before Havdalah. So the first nine sifim, it's ten sifim in this. The first nine sifim deal with eating before Havdalah. The last sif deals with Malacha before Havdalah. Okay, so the last sif has to cover up a lot of space, so it's a little bit longer than the other ones. Also, lasas shum malacha kadem sheyavdu. So a person cannot do malacha before havdala. Vim hivlo betfila, but if he said that's without any havdala at all. If he said havdala betfila, al pishadayin lehivdo lekais mutter al pishadayin lehivdo lekais. Once he said havdala betfila, he's allowed to do malacha. Even didn't say havdala lekais. So it's so you say that the Baruch HaMavdil, so we'll see in the Mishabura says that the Nusach says Baruch HaMavdil Ben HaKadosh Ben HaKol. B'loi Baruchah. But that's enough, even though you didn't say Baruch HaTashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, so it's not a valid bracha, but that's enough. You say you said Avdolah, and now it's a Malacha. You can do that Malacha, even though you haven't Daven Barav yet. Mechein Noshim. Hakol Mechein Noshim Shem Avdilin B'tfilo. Yesh L'lam D'Shem Yermer HaMavlim Mekadosh HaKol Kadam Sheyasu Malacha. So they're at home, they're waiting, it's already after the Zman, so they want to do Malacha, they have to say Baruch HaMavdil before they do anything. That this issue of doing malacha before Havdalah, we're going to differentiate between different types of malacha. Malacha gemurah can case of oreg al hadlakas haner ba'alma ahitzav mershus mershus ain tzarach lezeh. Some say that the minimal types of actions which are done very quickly. So you don't need Havdalah. So it's kind of rabbana. So they're only mechayiv by things which a person. It's a more of an involved process. We said this pasuk: "Aminig lahakol shemadlikim neiros miyad shomer hakahol baruch." So they didn't have electric lights. They used candles to be able to see. So they would say baruch, and right after baruch, they would light the neiros. Even though they had not said a Baruch HaMavdil in Kaddish HaKol, but Iker Kesuah Rishon, but the Ramah says, even though there's such a Yesh HaRamim and such a Minig, the Iker is not like that, and the Iker is you have to say Baruch HaMavdil. Okay. Yesh HaRamim, end of thought, new thought. Yesh HaRamim, the Lidlis Mayim B'chol Motzei Shabbos, and you end up drawing water from the well in Motzei Shabbos. Why? Kiber Shal Miriam. The Beris Shemirim offers water, adds water to all of the different Beris. If you happen to get the right moments, so it heals. Well, Rishi the Minig is that even though such a quote, I haven't seen it being done. Rishi person is still, he's still being Noi Kurdish, can he ask somebody else to do work for him who's already said Havdalah? He said before, the answer is yes. Mishnah Berurah. Not only malacha is asur, but even the issue of getting involved in business type of things, etc. Fine. Even though it's dark already, fully dark, but since you haven't said Avdolah, mixes Kedushas Shabbos Allah, but also Chazal be Malacha. So Chazal said you can't do Malacha. So if a person would need to do, but once he said Avdolah, but feel it's good enough. If he didn't daven yet, he has to do it before davening. Armor hamavdol, belavush isa. Armor baruch hamavdol ben hakadosh ben achol. Kol malchim eno nikras ebracha kimin shein ein armor bo shemu malchus. So it's not really a bracha, but it's enough that we're yotze the chiyuv, and we would say baruch hamavdol. Amashe dai beloshin zeh linyan siyash malacha. Why is that enough? I mean, you didn't. It's not a valid bracha, so it's not a kiyum of the tkanas was alaf havdalah. So what is it? The answer is shehu laker ba'alma lelavas as amelach. That the ikra, the reason for the tekano, that Chazal wanted you to indicate that you're not just running away; you're being malav with the melach. You did that by saying this phrase. That's enough. There's an interesting. Tzitz Eliezer, Tzitz Eliezer. So there's a Kivager before when we discussed the issue of if there's no arbus by women, so a woman is chayav kiddush mitzvah to the raisa for women as well. So a man is chayav the raisa, came with his wife who's chayav the raisa. A man already was yetsa kiddush according to the Magen Ram, he's yetsa kiddush by davening mar. So he's only here with chiyuv the rabbanon. His wife loves the chiyuv the raisa. So how can you yetsa her? So the answer is arvus, even though he's not chayiv. Means on a raisa level, he's not chayiv at all. So here's a person not chayiv, but to somebody who is chayiv. So how does that work? That's the din of arvus. Even though I'm not chayiv, but since you're chayiv, I can yetsa you. Problem is, there's a rush. The rush says there's no arvus by women. So how can, so that's the one of the questions that the Noda Behuda asked on the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, that says that you're Yotze, the din of Kiddush in davening, so you end up with a situation where the man can't be Motzi his wife in Kiddush. So Kiveger comes along and he says that that's not shot in the Rush. The Rush is not saying there's no din Arvus at all. That's not what he's saying. He's saying is that the mitzvahs which women are not chayiv in, then over the din of arvus. So it's a whole different discussion. And over here, women are chayiv in kiddush, so there's a din of arvus from the man to the woman. Then he says, by the way, the mitzvah of kiddush, Rama says, the mitzvah of kiddush is to say some words of shevach of Shabbos at the beginning of Shabbos. So then the rice of kiddush is to say some words of shevach. So now in Lashon of Chazal, the days of the week are called Yom Rishon, Yom Shini, etc. They don't have a name. The only day which has a name is Shabbos. So I come home and I say, good Shabbos. I'm saying something special about Shabbos. It has a name called Shabbos. The woman says back, good Shabbos. She's Yotchechi of the Rice. So kid is not your Kibager. And now you're both Kaiv Darbon and you can write to each other without a problem. That's what Kibager says. So Kibager says, saying good Shabbos is a Kiyam of Kiddush the Rice. So comes the Tzitz Eliezer says, okay, you get on the bus Motzei Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, and the driver is not a dati driver, and he's doing malacha, which is not appropriate. And you, as it were, are being sort of being marshal him by the people taking rides with him. They're being marshal him doing malacha without saying Abdullah. So you say Agutavach. He says back Agutavach, and you hear it's Abdullah. Be the right, so you hear it's Abdullah. Right? The same way Craig says you're a kiddush with good Shabbos, you're a havdalah with good tvach. So Mr. Krell says that's not a sushtel. Right? Because good Shabbos, you're saying something unique about Shabbos. What you're saying is like, have a good week. Where you're saying that Shabbos is so special that, you know, you're saying goodbye to Shabbos by saying have a good week. I mean, it's not obvious to people that that's what you're saying. So he holds that that's not a sushta. That's his suggestion. Just Agav, so when they were in... when the Mir was went to Shanghai, before they went to Shanghai, they were in Japan for 6 months. So they had a problem with Shabbos. Which day is Shabbos? It's Shabbos for Sunday. So what happened was the Mir yeshiva sent the Shalit to the Chasanim, who was in Eretz Yisrael, and he passed on Sunday. There were other people with them besides the Mir Chaver, which traveled as a unit. There were other people as well. They sent the Shalit to the Ger Rebbe, who had already escaped Eretz Yisrael. He asked for Bechil Michal Tukachinsky, who passed on Shabbos. So now you had one group with two psakim. One psak was for Shabbos, one psak was for Sunday. So what they did was that they kept both days, but they only were annoying with Mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos, Kiddush, and Davening, etc., one of the 2 days. And the other day they just kept the Isurim. So Reb Chatzkel said, you should say good Shabbos to each other, because at least you'll be yours in the midst of the rice of Kiddush, according to Kibager, by saying good Shabbos on that other day. This way you'll be yours in the midst of the rice of saying Kiddush on that day, based on that of Kibager.
You're supposed to use this exact
lesson in terms of Baruch HaMal Tehillim? Yeah. Baruch HaMal Tehillim, Kiddush HaMal Tehillim. I mean, I know the Minigar is a Ben without the hay. I don't know. I'm not sure what the difference is.
The Rama had it both ways, actually, in a little piece. The second time he had it that time. So the woman said, Baruch HaMal Tehillim.
So I don't know what the hay thing is over there. Eating, that they said you can't eat till you make a real bona fide havdalah, but in regards to the Isra of Malacha, this is sufficient. So we're dealing with the Isra of Malacha and the Isra of Achila with two different levels of criteria. So let's say a woman wants to do malacha. It's Motzi Shabbos going into a Yom Tov, so she wants to do malacha zochel nefesh, but she hasn't davened. So then, Omer Baruch Amal Ben Kaddish to Kaddish, below Shem Malchus. What do malacha? When Yatima also feel a hipto betvila, Shemar to they know what she Kaddish kedin. But over there, they can't eat anyway because you didn't make Kiddush yet. So this is a separate issue we tell the Kiddush about. Flipping that around, in a case where it's Yom Tov and it's Matzah Yom Tov, and you haven't said Havdalah yet, so you're also be Malacha, you can't be also be Malacha Zochol Nefesh, because the Matzah Yom Tov can't be more common than the Yom Tov. In Yom Tov you can do Malacha Zochol Nefesh. So Matzah Yom Tov you can also Malacha, but I want to do Malacha Zochol Nefesh for the weekday. It's still Mutter. That's what the Pais can assume, that's still Mutter. Right? That much they you don't need a hacker for that, because you're not doing anything different than what you did on Yom Tov, even though it's for the weekday, not for Yom Tov. Shadim Abdilin, Hainu Shabruben, Logli Spalom, Motzi Shabbos. Most women don't daven Marv, so therefore you have to teach them to say Baruch HaMav. Some say that Halakha is in there, Atam. Kimin the Reis of Lo Havdolah, Mutter Ben Malacha, Rata Chavzacham Yishtarach Lehavdom Mekaidim, Malacha is Mutter, Chomer Mesakin, Hekilim Malacha Shem Baterach, so Malacha, which is done very quickly without any difficulty, so that's, they didn't ask for that. Again, that's different than Achila, they asked for Achila, but Malacha, they only asked for a limited amount. You know, I can't run through the rest of it, okay, let's hold it over here, pick up.